Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the Supreme Industries Limited earnings conference call hosted by Axis Capital Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kashyap Pujara. Please go ahead, sir.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for standing by. It's a great pleasure to have with us the senior management of Supreme Industries. The management is represented by Shri Taparia ji and Mr. Somani and Mr. Saboo. Without taking too much time, I'll hand the floor over to Taparia ji. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Mr. Pujara. I'm M.P. Taparia, Managing Director of the Supreme Industries Limited. I welcome all the participants who are participating in the discussion of the unaudited stand-alone and consolidated financial results for the third quarter and 9 months ended 31st December 2016. The stand-alone results and the consolidated results are already with you. I'll give brief on company's product operating performance and other highlights. The company sold 81,183 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 1097.20 crore during the third quarter of the current year against sale of 76,600 tons and net product turnover of rupees 989.48 crore in the corresponding quarter of previous year, achieving volume and product value growth of about 6% and 11% respectively. The company sold 245,036 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 3133.75 crore during 9 month period of the current year against sale of 227,883 tons and net product turnover of rupees 2948.76 crore in the corresponding period of previous year, achieving volume and product value growth of about 8% and 6% respectively. Total consolidated income and operating profit for the third quarter of the current year amounted to rupees 1107.82 crore and rupees 195.41 crore as compared to rupees 993.09 crore and rupees 162.58 crore for the corresponding quarter of the previous year, recording increase of about 12% and 20% respectively. Total consolidated income and operating profit for the 9 months of the current year amounted to rupees 3182.19 crore and rupees 552.12 crore respectively. The consolidated profit before tax and profit after tax for the third quarter of the current year amounted to rupees 148.65 crore and rupees 100.8 crore as compared to rupees 122.14 crore and rupees 83.89 crore for the corresponding quarter of the previous year, recording increase of 22% and 20% respectively. The consolidated profit before tax and profit after tax for 9 months of the current year amounted to rupees 414.73 crore and rupees 282.23 crore respectively. The business scenario of all the product segment of the company for the 9 months ended 31st December 2016 as compared to the corresponding period in the previous year has been as under. Plastic piping system business grew by 9% in volume and 9% in value term. Packaging product segment business volume remained flat and grew 1% in value term. Industrial product segment business grew by 11% in volume and 6% in value term. Consumer product segment business grew by 8% in volume and 7% in value term. The share of overall sale of the value-added product has been 37.76% of the total sale in the period of 9 months, as against 36.74% in the corresponding period in the previous year. The company continued to remain focused to increase the share of value-added product in the turnover. Total borrowing of the company stands at ₹429.2 crore as on 31 December 2016, as against ₹410.76 crore as on 31 March 2016. Average net borrowing level during the 9-month period of current year remained at ₹390.56 crore against ₹392.21 crore in the corresponding period in the previous year. Average cost of borrowing as on 1st January 2017 came down to 6.61% as against 8.78% per annum as on 31st March 2016. At the beginning of the third quarter, company was hopeful of achieving more than 15% volume growth in this quarter in anticipation of better kharif crop, introduction of several new products by the company, prices remaining affordable, coupled with dispersal of 7th pay commission salary increase and upswing in overall economic scenario. However, due to demonetization on 8 November, the demand in agriculture segment came down substantially and overall economic scenario also became subdued. Thus, the company could achieve only 6% volume growth during the quarter. Economic scenario has started improving since beginning of this quarter. Company expects normalcy beginning March. Reluctantly, during the current year, company envisaged volume growth between 8% to 10% over the corresponding period of previous year. Company has signed an MOU for the supply of 250,000 composite LPG cylinder and received initial order for 30,000 pieces from a customer in Bangladesh. Supply for the same shall begin next month and expected to get fully executed by March 2017. Company offered additional credit period there during the quarter to capture business with its channel partner to the extent possible, resulting in a higher working capital requirement. Consequently, company envisaged reduction in average monthly borrowing by around Rs. 50 crore instead of Rs. 100 crore as expected earlier, for the year after meeting its capex and working capital requirement. Company's capex and expansion plan are progressing smoothly. Company is in discussion phase with the state government in South India to finalize its project plan to establish a green field plastic product manufacturing complex in the year 2017-18. Raw material price, except styrenics, remained stable in a range-bound manner. Company requirement of styrene polymer, that is ABS and polystyrene, are quite low. Due to subdued economic scenario, the overall volume growth in polymer consumption in our country was around 5.3% in this quarter. This is a brief and overall summary for the quarter under reference. Thank you for your patience. Now, I and my colleague, Mr. P.C. Somani, Chief Finance Officer, are available to reply to the various queries raised by all of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. An operator will take your name and announce your turn in the question queue. Participants are requested to only use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a few moments while the question queue assembles. Please press star and one on your touchtone telephone to ask a question. Thank you very much. The first question is from the line of Mr. Avi Mehta from IIFL. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, sir. Thanks for taking my question. Sir, I wanted to understand, you know, this demonetization impact a little bit in detail. Could you kind of share the extent of moderation in volume growth that the industry has seen in November and December and where things stand? And secondly, you pointed towards signs of improvement in fourth quarter. whether there was any segment that stood out in that, or was it across the board in pipes, consumer products, etc.?
No, we had the higher degrowth only agriculture pipe segment, and during October, December, we make a large sale of our cross-laminated film product, where the goods are required in the month of second half, goods required after second half of March. As the people were short of money, they opted not to buy goods and to avail the off-season scheme. That's why our business of cross-laminated film tarpaulin during off-season discount has been quite subdued. Actually, it's gone negative compared to last year. There were two segments which got a full beating, and other segment were under pressure, but by giving extra credit, we could capture our business.
Oh, so you think pipes was not on extra credit? It was the other segments were in extra credit helped us?
Extra credit we gave in many products.
Okay.
We can tell you that in 31st March 2016, our number of days outstanding was only 19 days, and end of December last year, it went up to 25 days.
Okay. Okay, that gives a sense, sir. And the normalization bit, sir, the improvement bit, sir, is it across the board that you are seeing, sir?
No, you see, principally, I told you, in piping division and cross-laminated film division, where the demand was subdued, but in protective packaging division also, various our customers were making consumer appliances, the demand was low, so the product demand has come down. In flexible packaging film, there was no degrowth in demand. In housing segment also, we did not have any great degrowth in the demand.
Oh. Okay. And sir, when you say normalization, what kind of volume growth are we looking at? 12% plus again, when you kind of say normalization?
This quarter also normalization are being told that it will be only from beginning March.
Mm-hmm.
And February also they say it is going to be near normal. In this month it is not normal. So we therefore anticipate that for the full year now, the growth which we projected earlier 12 to 14%, we have now brought it down to 8 to 10%. Which means we are aiming now 4% lower growth than what you budgeted.
Okay. And sir, lastly, the credit period, is this extension, was it an industry phenomenon, sir? As in, how have all the players done it?
Credit period we extended mostly to our distributor.
Sir, but even the other distributors have, I mean, other players have also done for their distributors is what I was asking you.
But each person has got their own policy.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you very much, sir. That's all from
me. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We have the next question from the line of Anusuman Atris, from Haitong Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on the results.
Hello?
Mr. Atri, can you, if you're speaking on your speakerphone, please lift your handset.
Hello? Yeah.
Yeah,
go ahead with your question, sir.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on the result.
Thank
you. My question is regarding the impact on the unorganized players and the market share gain by Supreme Industries. Have you seen any market share gain during the quarter, and how do you expect unorganized players to recover from here, or what kind of gains Supreme can make going forward?
We believe that combined effect of demonetization and also GST, the business will start shifting gradually from unorganized sector to organized sector, product by product. In our business, over a period, plastic furniture and our material handling system, plastic piping system, everywhere we are going to see a shift from unorganized sector to organized sector, but in a very slow mode. But shift is bound to take place.
Any idea on how was the industry growth during the quarter?
If we told you, the overall country's polymer consumption in this quarter was only 5.29%, and we grew by 6%, which was lower than our GDP growth.
Okay. Second question is regarding the margins for the segment. So if you could share for the quarter, because the release has a margin for the 9 months period.
No, margin for the quarter, or this quarter only?
Yeah, only this quarter.
Mr. Somani will tell you, please.
Operating margin for this quarter, in plastic piping it was 16.3%. In packaging product it was 20%. In industrial products it was 12.05%. And consumer product it was 19.06%.
Okay, and just two more data points. One is the CPVC and silpaulin. Good share.
Yes, CPVC volume for this quarter was 3770 metric ton. And for 9 months it was 9501 metric ton. And for cross laminated film, for this quarter it was 8360 metric ton. And for 9 months period it was 15,440 metric ton. In terms of revenue, CPVC revenue for this quarter was 97.27 crore. And for 9 months, it was 258.3 crore. For cross laminated film, for this quarter it was 186.4 crore. And for 9 months period, it was 366.85 crore.
Okay. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Keith, can you go to the next question, please?
Sure. We have the next question from the line of Ritesh Shah. Please, from Investor Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations for a good set of numbers.
Thank you very much.
Sir, first question is on composite cylinders. So, you indicated on the Bangladesh order. If you could please provide some more color on the expected revenue and how the tonnage, I think you said around 2.5 lakh total cylinders or... did I get the number wrong?
We entered into MOU for 250,000 pieces to be supplied over a period, and in these 2 months, February, March, we will supply them 30,000 pieces, and then they will go on importing every month, and we have sold them at $35 a piece.
Okay, this is $25 per piece.
Yeah.
Okay. And so secondly, anything on the domestic side after post HPCL trial order, any progress that we are seeing from the government or how is it like?
I think government is stuck in some internal clearances. So though the goods, they purchased the material, but they are still not released in the market. We were told that they may release either in the month of March or April this year. The supply, what they purchased from us, is still not been released in our country.
Okay. Okay. Sir, any timelines over here that we would look at?
Sorry?
Sir, any timelines over here that we would look at?
Government?
Yes, sir.
Government of India, unless they put it for trial, there cannot be new demand coming from Government of India. But we have got various inquiries going on from other countries. We may share with you that we made a supply to Russia of 1,000 pieces and they are under trial. And we are confident that they will succeed, and so we expect further order from Russia. We also again supplied to 2,000 pieces to Korea, and we expect more orders going to come from Korea.
Okay.
Evidently the orders are as in today from outside India.
Okay, and that helps. So my second question is, were there any inventory gains during the quarter?
Inventory gains, the raw material price are more or less remaining range-bound. There's no possibility.
Okay, perfect. Sir, just to take that question further, can you please indicate how much of inventory do we maintain for resin, polystyrene, polyethylene and polypropylene, please?
We had a large inventory because the sales were not to our expectation. The end of December, our inventory has gone up. Overall, inventory and raw material all together has gone up by around 280 crore rupees than what it was on 31st March.
Okay.
And we expect that most of that will be sold out in between April to, between January to March.
Okay, 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 that helps. Sir, last question, would you like to provide some color on the new product line, new product launches that we had in last 6 months, and how does the pipeline look for next year?
New product, our double wall corrugated polyethylene pipe is a new product, which has been very well accepted. We launched new product in up to 800 millimeter high density polyethylene pipe. We executed several orders for infrastructure and more orders are in our portfolio. We have launched varieties of premium products in our furniture. As you have seen that our furniture margin has gone up to 19% a quarter, which is principally due to increased sale of high premium item in furniture range. So in every product we are launching more and more new product, and we are getting increasing acceptance from all the product.
Okay. Sir, just one more question. Sir, would you like to quantify which are the top two or three products for us across businesses from a top line perspective?
From top line and bottom line, the number one is plastic pipe. And number two is the cross limited film product.
Okay.
And number three is furniture.
Okay. That helps a lot. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We have the next question from the line of Nehal Shah from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Sir, congratulations for a very good set of numbers.
Thank you, Nehal Babu.
Sir, just one thing on industrial products. All of a sudden, we have seen some traction in that segment. So can you just elaborate? In the industrial product segment, we have seen a very good traction this quarter. So can you elaborate on what is happening within the segment and where is the growth coming from?
See, I can talk more about the building industry.
Industrial segment,
we think our two-year business was quite low.
Right.
We didn't much traction in industry. That business was more coming into our pellet only, because we have introduced several roto-molded pellets.
Hmm.
The industrial product segment has got two components, industrial component and material handling product. We had a good growth in material handling product. Into several new varieties of product, either by injection molding or auto molding, and they have been very well received in the market.
Right. So, if you look at the current quarter, the industrial product volumes grew by 27%.
I don't think so. Now, it's all 9%.
The 11% for 9 months. So, if we deduce for the current quarter,
9% volume.
Yeah, you are right, because of the good volume of soft drink crates, good volume of pellets on job work, and pellets on rotomolded pellets also. So where you get a large volume.
Okay. So it was basically material handling segment only.
It's material handling segment, yeah.
Can you say
part of industrial component.
Okay. And the industrial component, which includes autos and consumers, were obviously sluggish.
Yeah, no, there is a growth definitely, but not to the extent of.
Sir, can you give the quantum of growth in both the segments, in industrial components and material handling for the quarter?
For the quarter, the material handling grew by 24%.
In value?
27%, sorry.
Okay. In volume?
In volume.
Okay.
And industrial component grew by 18%.
18?
Yeah, 1-8.
Which is see, also very encouraging.
Yeah, volume, you see, volume, industrial component, volume is really not material.
Right.
Because it depends upon the what kind of part you are supplying.
Hmm.
So volume really does not make a.
Yeah.
Yeah, and realization were down 9%.
Okay. Huh?
Yeah.
And yes.
Realization. Yes, sir.
So any reason for realization going down?
No, realization also. If you look at.
Hmm.
The industrial component grew by 15%, material handling by 20%. For the quarter.
Sorry, for the quarter, industrial component grew by 15%.
15%.
And material handling was 20% for the quarter. Value, you are saying. Okay. Okay. Great, sir. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. We have the next question from the line of HR Gala from Panav Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Taparia. Congratulations for good set of numbers, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Sir, just wanted to know, you said that we have extended extra credit to the channel partners, etc. So as a result, what is our gross debt position as of now?
429 crores.
429 crores, that is the working capital debt?
Yeah, 410 crores on 31st March.
Yeah.
So 6 months went up by, 9 months went up by 18 crores.
19 crores, okay. So it is now 429 crores.
Yeah, yeah.
That is only the working capital loan.
No, total sum. Term loan are very small.
Okay.
That's why we told you that our interest costs have come down to 6.6%.
That's right. That's right. Okay. So 429 crore only. Total debt.
Yes.
You are right.
Okay. So now going ahead, what will be our capex program? Can you suggest? Like in this year, how much are we going to spend and next year?
No, this year, we expect that next year we between 250 and 300 crore.
250 to 300 crore.
That we will be able to fill correctly only when we announce our result for the full year.
Okay.
Yeah.
And in current year, how much will be the total capex?
And our plan was 250 crore, so we may be coming close to that amount.
Okay, around 250 crore.
Around this, because we have to buy a land in South India,
mm-hmm.
which is part of our capex plan.
Okay.
We are still in discussion mode. Up till now, we could not zero down any land in, to buy.
Okay.
We are discussing.
Okay. Sir, going ahead, do you expect that from, say, 18 onwards, we can have a top-line growth of around 14-15% once this effect of demonetization, etc. subsides?
We always are now comfortable to talk in volume because value will depend principally on the raw material prices.
Yes.
And also, how much percentage shift takes place from non-value-added item to value-added.
Yes, sir.
So, we are now, even today, for next 2-3 years, we can be very confident after after this year.
Mm-hmm.
That we will go on growing 12-14% by volume.
Okay, great, sir. And do you expect our EBITDA margin to improve?
We are quite happy with the 16.8%.
Okay.
We don't want to commit a such type of EBITDA margin.
Okay.
Instead, we are now talking 14-14.5% going forward.
Okay, but what could be the reason
this
for
drop? This year will definitely be better.
Yeah.
Because we had an EBITDA margin up till now. Around 16.4% nine months.
Yeah, that's right, exactly, sir.
So we may have, by end of the year, maybe between 15.5 to 16.5.
Okay.
But going forward, we like to commit only 14 to 14.5.
Okay, this is a commitment. But otherwise, it could be higher also.
It could depend. It's difficult to talk such a long term.
Okay.
It's such an uncertainty around.
Yeah.
You're right.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much. Wish you all the best.
Okay.
Thank you very much. We have the next question from the line of Umesh Patel from TCG AMC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening to everyone and congratulations for reporting good set of numbers in a challenging environment.
Thank you very much.
Sir, can you give me a revenue split between construction segment and agri segment and by how much percentage agri segment volume decline for this quarter?
It is not possible to give because we are experiencing that many of our distributors who are buying agri pipe, they are being used for construction.
Okay.
So it is difficult to tell you how much has gone to construction, how much is going to agriculture. Yeah. But we know that our agriculture market was in bad shape.
Sure.
Construction is sold throughout the country. Agriculture market, we are more strong only in Maharashtra, North Karnataka and part of Madhya Pradesh.
Okay. Achha, the order that we received recently that, I mean,
the MOU
that we signed for to supply 250,000 cylinders
seems
to be 50% of total our capacity. That sounds very interesting.
More than 50%.
But sir, what kind of margins that we are expecting and what about the earlier order of Korea that is pending?
No, Korea we supplied and now we are discussing further order from Korea.
Okay.
We also supplied some quantity to Russia and we expect further supply from Russia also.
There was some issue with the Korea, right, earlier. I mean that we got the order of 50,000 out of which we just supplied 18,000.
Yeah, there is no issue now pending. All are resolved.
Okay, so do we expect the remaining order of that 35,000
pieces? We expect some larger order also from Korea, but let us see how things move forward.
Okay. And what about this 250,000 cylinder orders that is?
That we will supply now because we will supply 30,000 pieces before end of March.
Yeah, right.
And then we will go on continuing supply to them.
Okay. And the last question related to the, you know, if I look at the margin performance, definitely it was substantially and extremely very good for this year. But as you mentioned, you are expecting long-term margin to maintain at around 14.5%, 15%. But at the same time, if I look at the crude oil prices and PVC prices, which has gone up substantially by 18% in last two quarters. So where you see the margins to move ahead? And secondly, have we increased the price in recent one quarter?
There is no, as in today, there is no possible increase in price. Mm. Actually, there is a possibility to reduce the price.
Okay.
Like product to product, we are giving somewhere 1%, 2%, some extra discount.
Okay.
There is no possibility to increase price in the current environment.
Okay.
But we are very, very tight on keeping cost control.
Mm.
And we are able to make some reduction in our purchase of components. Mm. So we could have a better operating margin.
Okay, so you know, over long term, I mean, say...
Ramatur said there is no much variance this year.
Right, right. Okay, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Nidhi Doshi from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for taking my
call. Hello?
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 Yes, please.
Sir, can you hear me?
Yes. I can hear.
Sir, I just have one question. How do you see the CPVC market evolving in the next few years?
Anyway, this year there is a degrowth in CPVC market.
Okay.
We hope that after this RERA stabilizes, the Real Estate Regulation Act stabilizes, then there will be spurt in construction activity. Currently, the construction activity of new projects are in a slow mode.
Okay.
So going forward, as on today, CPVC consumption is mostly factored to plumbing segment only. We don't anticipate a great growth in demand.
Okay. Okay.
It may remain single digit.
It may remain single digit? Hello?
Yes, please. I told you it may remain single digit.
Single digit. Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We have the next question from the line of Manish Bhandari from Valua Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, it's Valum Capital.
Yeah, please.
Hi. Sir, I have two questions. One is regarding your Bangladesh order. So who were your competitors and is it a nomination basis, and when you're going with the composite cylinder, are you facing some kind of competition?
Sorry?
Are you facing some competition in the composite cylinder?
There are three persons supplying them. One is Ragasco from Europe, and one is Time Tackle from India. So everybody is supplying to our mind to them. The requirement is large.
So is it a price sensitive? I mean to say...
Not a price sensitive, it is a very functional product. It is a very functional product. So as any product which is approved totally functionally, they only can participate.
Sure. So my second question is regarding your Sopulin, which has got a good market share. So now your competitor has also come out with a similar kind of products. So does it going to see some kind of higher competition intensity, and I mean to say some kind of pricing challenges going forward, if you can throw some light on that.
As of today, one company has come only with a small capacity, and we have introduced another product in the same segment, which is a patented process, and there is no competition. But as on today, we don't see any threat or any erosion in the prices or any erosion in the volume due to competition. So more players are being told that they are going to come, but Indian market is large. Everybody will try to get their own share.
So how much that market size would be growing?
Market size is huge, maybe more than 200,000 ton of tarpaulin, but mostly catered by woven tarpaulin. We were selling around 15,000 ton.
Yeah. And so the whole market will keep on converting this market would convert to the Sopulin?
Woven tarpaulin is very cheap.
Yeah.
Very cheap and very less durable.
Sure.
So every product got their own application. You got many other applications other than tarpaulin.
Yeah. So this product would have a gross margin of 35-40%?
Margin about 22-23%.
EBITDA margin.
Yeah.
So this would be the highest margin product in our...
You're right.
Sure. So you don't see if Time Techno Plus launched their...
Time Techno has still not come.
Yeah, so but their product quality and everything, they would have the same technology.
Once it comes, then only we can reply.
Sure. Sir, my last question is regarding the composite cylinder. Does that have any alternative use, maybe in the cars, replacing other kind of cylinders, and have you tried that?
We are not aware. The composite cylinder is composite cylinder. There are steel cylinder already there.
So we cannot have any kind of technology which can replace them, the steel cylinders.
Technology?
Yeah, so to replace the steel cylinders of the CNG cylinders.
No, we are not working on CNG. We are working as on today only LPG.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We have the next question from the line of Maulik Patel from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. And it's a very good performance.
Hello?
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. And
yes, sir.
Very good performance in challenging time.
Thank you very much, Marisha.
Sir, few questions. One is on our Shilpolin, sir. We have seen our volume remain pretty much flat over the last couple of quarters. I understand this quarter was pretty much difficult. But do we see a growth coming back in that segment?
We anticipated a growth of 10% this year.
Mm-hmm.
Last year we sold 20,070 tons.
Correct.
This year we expected a sale of around 22,000 tons.
Mm-hmm.
Now we believe we may not reach 22,000 tons.
Mm-hmm.
It may be 500-600 tons lower.
Okay. But once because of this, the season, the Kharif season got over, Rabi season got over. Rabi season get over, we see the good demand.
This is off-season buying. Mm-hmm. The demand for the product starts from middle of March.
Okay.
And consumer buy from middle of March up to middle of June.
Mm-hmm.
It is stocking by our distributor.
Mm-hmm.
By getting off-season discount.
Okay.
So that's why our sale is highest between October to March.
Okay.
This year December was a washout.
Okay, December was a washout.
They didn't want to deploy their money
mm-hmm.
to buy a product which is going to be sold after middle of March.
Okay.
Because they are shorted of money.
Mm-hmm. Sir, there was earlier a question on the inventory gain side, and if I track the PVC price, the PVC price in month of September was around 72 rupees, and since October it is around 75 rupees per kg. So there is no significant any element of inventory gain in our number, right?
No, PVC is no gain actually. PVC price in market is lower than the company price.
Okay.
PVC is under pressure.
Okay.
There is no possible inventory gain.
Okay.
We are only trying to protect from inventory loss.
Okay.
Because the agriculture business is a good segment of the market,
mm-hmm.
agriculture segment still remains subdued.
Mm-hmm.
We are only being told that maybe from starting February,
mm-hmm.
that they will start getting money. But farmers are still not used to handle check payment.
Yes.
And it is purchased by farmers.
Correct.
And they don't have cash to buy.
Okay. So you want to say that the selling price from the Reliance and Finolex, the PVC price is lower than the company price.
Reliance and Finolex are having large stock of PVC with them.
Okay.
They are not able to move their product.
True. And that can only move once the agriculture demand come back.
We should come back next month onward.
February onwards.
Yes, right.
Okay. So there was again a question on the our margin side, and as you know, all the analyst community have seen that last couple of quarters, our margin has been very, very strong. Part because of some increase in the polymer prices, part because we have changed our financial system and also the incentives we aligned to the financial system, and part because of the product mix is also improving. But sir, is it sustainable to go to around, let's say, earlier our range was around 14.5% margin. Now we are closer to around 16% margin. So can we be in that range, or again we are moving to the 14.5% in the long term?
Our business model is based on three strong pillars.
Mm-hmm.
One is to go and increase the share of branded item.
Correct.
Secondly, go and increase the share of value-added product.
Mm-hmm.
Thirdly, to continue to work in a very frugal manner.
Mm-hmm.
These three principles are not going to be diluted.
Okay.
It means we may go on improving margin, or we may be able to maintain the margin.
Okay. But as I think, we can probably, even you say that for the full year, our margin could be closer to around 16%. So that means next quarter, our margin could be only 15.5% for the
margin. We are budgeting today, but depend on how the demand fares in the month of February, March. Still, demonetization effect has not gone away from our country.
Okay. do you think that, let's say after the first couple of weeks post demonetization, the market has come back much sharper than what you expected?
Market is still not come back in this month.
Okay, it is still not come back.
Still not come back. Market, we are being told that market will be near normal in February and normal from March.
Okay.
But this is a forecast based on supply of money.
Mm-hmm.
So this is based on some activity which happen or which may not happen.
Okay. I understand, sir. Thank you very much, sir, and wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Shah. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, can you please quantify what is the kind of margins that we will make on the export orders for composers?
The composite cylinder we have not produced up till now. So based on our costing, which is only a surgical costing, we can't declare any margin. But we believe that $35 per piece will be making profit. So once we run the plant properly, which is going to run first time now properly, then hopefully in April when we meet, we can tell you a little bit better that what operating margin we can expect.
Sir, is it 35 or 25? $35?
$35.
Okay, that helps.
Right.
Thank you for this. Sir, my second question is, in our earlier presentations, we have actually given the market share that Supreme Industries does command in plastic piping, consumer products and industrial products. So this was a bit dated presentation, sir. Is it possible if you can please help us with those data points?
We don't have the moment in our hand. We can't talk anything today. Today we don't have anything. We give you the market share, but one thing we can share with you, that in our products like plastic piping, furniture, protective packaging product and material handling system, in four products we are now reasonably confident that with demonetization and with GST going to be effective hopefully from 1st July, over a period, the share overall of organized players will go higher, unorganized people's share will go down.
Okay.
Which means there may be more organized players coming in the business. Some organized players may change their business model and to become organized players.
Okay. Okay.
So there's going to be quite a large change going to take place in our country, hopefully from 2018 onward.
Okay, okay, that helps. Sir, my last question is on the GST side. I think this question has been asked to you before, but given we are nearing the timeline, sir, how do you see, to my understanding, consumer products are taxed at a higher rate. So if GST comes at 8%, 18%, that's definitely going to benefit us. Sir, is it possible if you could give...
We can tell you only once we know that our product falls under which rate. You got four rates. 5, 12, 18 and 28. We are still not aware our product will fall under which category. So how can I talk something which is figured are still not disclosed by government? Am I clear? Hello?
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Okay.
Yes, we also have Mr. Ritesh Shah online. Mr. Ritesh Shah from Investor Capital, please ask your question.
Hi, I already asked my questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, no problem. We have the next question from the line of Mr. Akhil Parikh from Nirmal Bang. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Just one question regarding CPVC sales. How much was it for third quarter FY17 and how much was it in 9 months?
He will tell you. Mr. Somani will tell you. Please.
Hello.
Yeah.
You wanted CPVC volume for this 9 month period?
No, the sales value.
Sales value for 9 months period, it was 258
okay.
crore.
And for the quarter?
For the quarter, it was 97.2 crore.
All right, that's it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. We have the next question from the line of Girisha Saraf from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, could you please explain the reasons for the year-on-year margin expansion in the industrial products business?
Margin expansion in industrial products.
Year on year.
My expansion in Indian product. Okay.
You see, we have this year 11% margin for but there is no margin expansion in industrial product as such.
Last year,
9 months, if I took comparative period.
So quarter on quarter.
Quarter on quarter is 11% to 12%. So that is only hardly 1% expansion.
Okay. Sir, so are we moving to more value-added products here as well?
No, here you see the launching of more varieties of pellets, both injection molded and auto molded, which definitely gives better margin profile, which is part of material handling system, which becomes ultimately part of the industrial production here.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We have the next question from the line of Vasudev Banerjee from Antique Finance. Please go ahead.
Yeah, congrats for good set of numbers.
Thank you, sir.
I missed out on this South India greenfield capex plan which you said earlier. If you can elaborate on that, sir, again.
No, we announced in our this year plan that we intend to put up a greenfield plastic pellet complex in South India.
Mm-hmm.
For that, we require a large piece of land, around 60 acre land.
Mm-hmm.
So we are negotiating, but up till now we could not finalize. Things
mm-hmm.
are moving in the right manner. But once we finalize, we will inform that this is the place where we finalize the land, and then we will move very quickly on the project. We had a big plastic pellet complex in Jaregaon in Maharashtra. The second complex we have put up in Bengal at Kharagpur. This is going to be third complex which is going to put up in South India.
And sir, any timeline and budget for that?
Timeline, budget we have made it of around 250 crore rupees
mm-hmm.
to be spent over a period of 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
But timeline only once we get the land in our name, then only we can start the work.
And it will be a multi-product kind of a complex.
Multi-product, you are right.
Sure, sir. And next thing, sir, if as the 9 month value-added product mix as per your presentation is 37.66, so a ballpark calculation suggests this quarter it is close to 43% odd percentage, sir. Am I right?
This quarter was 43.37%.
Yeah, sir. That's what. So it's like a multi-quarter high kind of a number.
Directionally, as we told you, we want to go on moving more and more to value-added product. But our value-added product is based on 17% operating margin.
Yeah.
But the product, if it is 15% operating margin also,
hmm.
they may not come under value-added product, but they are the product with a better margin.
Hmm.
When our margin for the quarter was 16.8%,
hmm.
it means there are many products which are earning more than 17%,
hmm.
and which have got product which are just close to 17%, but they could not qualify to fall in the range of value-added product.
No, sure, sir. It's very encouraging that in a demonetization quarter, your VAP mix is like the highest in many quarters.
You see, I must compliment our colleagues that they work very hard to capture any business which is possible.
Sure, sir. Thanks, all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kashyap Pujar for closing comments.
Thank you so much. That was the last question, and thank you so much to everyone for being on the call and to the management of Supreme Industries to patiently answer each and every question in a very transparent way. And I think in summary, I would like to say that long-term sustainable volume expectation could be in the range of 12 to 14% with sustainable margins of around 14-14.5%. Management will continue to focus on operating in tight costs and increase share of value-added products and focus on selling more on the back of the Supreme brand.
Thank
so
you.
That's all from my side, and thank you Taparia ji and Somani ji and Sabu ji for the call.
You are very kind to sum up in a very kind manner. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Ms. Sabu also want to please. Thank you.
On behalf of Axis Capital Limit, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.